Hello and welcome to today's card reading. Today I'm reading from A Yogic Path, and interesting to me, I don't know about you, but I have picked a card and it is Pranayama. 8 stages of yoga, control of breath. You have inhaled the beauty, joy and magnificence of life and exhaled toxicity, stagnicity and dullness. Now it's time to use prana, energy that you have cultivated, deeper towards your truth. With this control of breath, you can control your life. So where would you like it to go? If you are seeking more rest, tranquility and luxury, breathe slower. If you are seeking more energy, speed and rajas in your life, breathe faster. Through pranayama, controlled breathing, you can decide how you want to feel and when. Begin the study of various pranayama practices, such as alternate nostril breathing, breath of fire, and use it in your life to magnetize your direction. Right, well, okay, where do I begin with it? It's true. The faster you breathe, the more energetic you become. Although if you breathe way too fast, you're probably quite stressed. The slower you breathe, the calmer you become. Now, alternative nostril breathing is basically you will take your thumb and you press it against your right nostril and you inhale through your left nostril. Then with your index finger, you cover up your left nostril, you release your right thumb from your right nostril and exhale through your right nostril. Then you inhale through your right nostril, close off the right nostril with your right thumb, lift the index finger off your left nostril and exhale. And you repeat it. So you breathe in through one, exhale through the other. Breathe in through the one you've just exhaled out of. And then you exhale opposite side. So it's in one, out one, in one, out one. Sort of like a V shape, if you can imagine, upside down V shape. Right. Breath of fire is, it actually releases lots of toxicity in your body, because it's quite an angry thing where you make short, sharp breaths and you snap your belly button in. It's actually very good first thing in the morning to sort of energize you and just sort of open you up and stuff like this. Now, what does this have to do with any of the cards that I've been reading, and why is this interesting? Because through various circumstances which we may find ourselves in, whether it be anger, whether it be resentment, whether it be during a clearing period in our lives, we can find ourselves under different types of stresses. Now, I'm not saying that breath of fire or alternative nostril breathing is going to resolve your issues. No, but what you might want to consider is various breathing techniques to help you through any circumstances that you are going through, because controlled slow breathing is great to calm you down. But if this is not what you need, you really need to get that going. You need to want to start, you know, thinking about how you can get that energy flowing through your blood and through your veins to make you either more excited or more excitable to deal with aggression and things like this, you know. Yesterday I said, what are we working on? We are working on regret. Right. So during regretful periods, we might want to heighten them by breathing like quite rapidly just to get that little bit of aggression going. So then we really want to get rid of any regrets that we don't have and weren't our fault. Or if you are becoming too angry, you want to calm yourself down with some nice, smooth, slow breathing, because over the next few weeks, there's going to be more emotions that are going to be released, like jealousy, hatred, other sort of stuff, which I'll tell you about when the time arrives. But you might want to think about how your breath is affecting your body, right? So whether you want to be fast, whether you want to be slow, depends on what you're trying to create inside yourself, right? And that's it. I'll be back tomorrow with another card. Bye.